Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
One Transfer to Save Liverpool's Summer by Adam Petruccione. Keita, Van Dijk, Oxlade-Chamberlain, rinse and repeat. The 2017 summer transfer window passed the annoying stage several weeks ago. Since the signing of Mo Salah, the remaining names in the list haven't changed. Neither have Liverpool made any apparent progress in getting these deals over the line. All three would be big additions to a squad with more holes in it than the old Hitachi kit you have hanging in your closet. But one major problem in concluding these deals is that there is no finish line, no final price. Southampton and Leipzig haven't given Liverpool a number for different reasons, mirroring the game that we're playing with Barcelona, and if we're serious about buying the Ox, then we'll be up against Chelsea, and that will see numbers escalate exponentially. There is one man who plies his trade at the foot of the Italian Alps who has a specific buyout clause but has never been linked to Liverpool. He would seem to be an ideal fit for the club and Jurgen Klopp's system, having scored 26 and assisted 7 in just 35 appearances last season. Traditional centre forwards are not always a match for Klopp's system, but this one can run, press and tackle like a midfielder. Best of all, he has a buyout clause. The number might be eye-watering at €88 million, but in a post-Neymar world, that is essentially the going rate for a 23-year-old with his numbers. This late in the transfer window, we need certainties to work with, not ghosts to chase, if we're going to conclude any of these deals. So although €88 million is an incredible number, it is a number, and we haven't been able to pry a price out of the other clubs we're dealing with. Who is this man? Torino's Andrea Belotti. In a perfect world, we would have added a world-class centre-back and or a dynamic midfielder to elevate Liverpool to the level of European contenders, but those additions seem to be elusive at best. At some point, just adding top talent and letting our world-class manager figure out the fit should be the priority. At the moment, the Reds have Daniel Sturridge, Danny Ings, Divock Origi and Dom Solanke as strikers, and none of them can displace the false nine, number nine, Roberto Firmino. Our goals come from out wide, but Mane and Salah aren't as clinical as a top striker would be. Imagine a 4-2-3-1 with Belotti flanked by Mane and Salah, with Firmino behind him. Picture Robertson and Alexander-Arnold's perfect crosses actually having a target to finish them off. Another player with superior skills in the air would do wonders for our set-piece defence as well. And with that much combined skill and attack, we would pin most teams back so much that our defence would be under far less pressure. Firmino playing behind the striker would take up one of the midfield positions where we are lacking in quality and creativity at the moment. The midfield too could be taken up by Chan and Gruic, and with size like that screening the centre-backs, our defensive problems might become a thing of the past. Aside from the balance it would bring and issues it would solve elsewhere in the squad, Belotti is the most dominant striker in Europe who hasn't yet been snapped up by one of the perennial giants. He scores 0.7 goals per 90 and assists at a rate of 0.2 per 90. That compares to Firmino's 0.3 goals per 90 and 0.1 assist per 90. There are very few strikers who fit our system, and one could argue that we should snap them up whenever they become available, as we have with Dom Solanke in a developmental role. If Liverpool don't take this opportunity to bring in Belotti, they'll end up having to deal with him either in the Premier League or in the Champions League competition for years to come. While it may not have been the original plan, the €88 million for Belotti could actually be cheap compared to the €75 million each for Van Dijk and Keita, and deliver as much of a boost to the squad with less disruption. It might be a radical option, but it is a real option. And how many of those remain with just days left in the window? As with many of the last few audibles that I've done, this is AI Audible on the road, AI Audible on the run, if you like. I have a nice little quiet spot here, but it's not going to last forever, and I need to get through the content, so Adam will forgive me for not having anything much to say at the end of this one. I'd encourage you, if you are not already, to go and focus your attention on the content that we're putting out on AI Pro. It is, I have to say, despite the fact that I'm involved with it, tremendous, primarily because of the contributor to the Pro part, and that is Mr. Jan Malby, a proper Reds legend who has been good enough to do a two-part interview with me and has then been on two match reviews, one with myself and one with myself and Si Brundish. This is some proper content, folks. Get yourselves onto AnfieldIndex.com, follow Anfield Index Pro on Twitter, and you'll get all the links on the regular Anfield Index Twitter as well. Can't recommend this stuff enough, folks, so do give it a listen and continue if you would. To let people know about what we're doing here. Really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.